These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and United watched summer transfer target Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang score his 23rd goal of the Bundesliga season on Saturday. United dispatched scouts to check on the Gabon international as his Borussia Dortmund side stayed in the German title race with a 3-2 home win over Werder Bremen. The Red Devils were not the only Premier League club to be represented at the Westfalenstadion, with Liverpool's opposition scout also in attendance ahead of the Merseyside's Europa League clashes with Dortmund starting this week. The Mirror claim Louis van Gaal has already spoken to United chief scout Jim Lawler about summer transfer targets, with Aubameyang and Everton's Romelu Lukaku understood to be of interest. Van Gaal saw Lukaku close up on Sunday in United's 1-0 win over Everton, but the Belgian was kept quiet by Chris Smalling and Daley Blint. Aubameyang is expected to leave Dortmund in the summer with several top clubs interested, but his first choice would appear to be Real Madrid. United scouts also attended Bayer Leverkusen's 3-0 home win over Wolfsburg on Friday night, where Hakan Calhanoglu could have been at the target. The Turkish midfielder set up Bayer's opening goal for young striker Julian Brandt, but Javier Hernandez stole the show with a superb second and then the assist for Vladan Yurchenko's late effort. Elsewhere on the transfer front, Porto are believed to be considering an offer to take Marcus Rojo back to Portugal, with the United defender looking increasingly likely to be shown the exit door. The Argentinian international remains in the dark over his long-term future at Old Trafford, with talks planned this month to discover his fate. It's understood that Rojo's agent Jorge Mendes will again have a big say in matters, having been the driving force behind his move from Sporting Lisbon to Manchester for £14 million back in the summer of 2014. Well, Rojo was substituted at half-time in United's win over Everton on Sunday, with boss Louis van Gaal later saying, "I think Rojo had a problem with his jet lag, otherwise I can't imagine why he struggled, so I changed him."